Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I want to go to Misty Gaither. She's called in. Misty is the host of the talk show that I was on Facebook a couple weeks ago. Maybe it was about a week ago. It's Les Talk About It. And Misty said that she is going to be visiting the Parker family. That's the family, the wife of the two lesbians who are raising this child, Zoe, who got kicked out of the school. Misty, you're going to go interview the family.
Yes, we're going to go Sunday, and me and my wife, and we're going to meet them probably in Lafayette and just sit down and talk to them and just see how they're doing, you know, and meet Zoe and just kind of, you know, show them that they have support in the LGBT community also.
Well, after you do that interview, would you call us and tell us how it went, and then you can also tell us where we can see it?
Yes, I will. I'd be happy to.
It's interesting. I'm glad you're going to go talk to them, and I'd love to hear what Zoe has to say. And look, she's 5 years old, right? So, you know, she's not going to be totally aware of everything that's going on. She just knows she can't go to that school. And Jennifer Parker and her wife, Emily, are raising Jennifer's niece, Zoe, and in the Bible Baptist Academy in De Quincey. They decided when they learned that she had two mommies that they were going to kick her out. But so what do you make of this statement from the Bible Baptist Academy that says this should not be interpreted that we have any hatred or malice toward them? We are just as committed to loving all people as we are holding to Bible principles that people may not agree with or may not understand. It seems like they're not really living by what they're saying if they're not allowing this child to come in because of the judgment.
Right. When I first read it yesterday, and it just really struck a nerve with me because me and my wife, you know, we have two boys that are home and that I had adopted after that we got married. So it just really, you know, just flabbergasted me how that anybody could turn down a child. And especially those that, you know, the statement that they made to me was just blatant hypocrisy and a lot of double talk. You know, it's basically saying, you know, don't hate us, you know, don't get mad at us because we're abiding by the Bible, but they forget about one of the commandments, love thy neighbor. And, you know, you can't, what was so sad is that, from what I understand, Zoe was going to that school prior to, you know, her being adopted by the two moms.
Yeah, I was aware of that as well. And I think it's interesting how there are so many Christians that say, no, we don't hate. And you might not hate, but you're still acting in such a way that you are punishing somebody because, well, you disagree with what you perceive to be their sin. What about all the other sinners? What about the people that are having affairs with other people and their kids are in school? That's not congruent with biblical teachings.
No, and it's like that they get to measure what they consider sin, you know, to best fit their narrative at the time. You know, it's okay for them to have extramarital affairs or, like you were saying, be pedophiles or whatever. But, you know, but when it comes to two moms, and my point, you know, I made it on my Facebook page yesterday. I made like a long post about it. And I was just wondering if anybody at that church, you know, had stepped up when the little girl's dad had died last year or the year before. You know, did they step up to do anything? And then all of a sudden that the two moms adopted Zoe and are providing her stability in a loving home.
Yeah.
And so how they get rewarded is, well, you can't come here anymore, but don't get mad at us.
Misty Gaither, good luck with the interview, and let us know how that goes, and let us know where we can view it. And your Facebook page is Misty, M-I-S-T-I, Gaither, G-A-I-T-H-E-R?
That's correct.
And you still have that interview with that talk show host you did recently that's up?
Yeah, it's you know, I appreciate you being on the show. We really enjoyed you being there. And yes, it's on my on that Facebook page also.
All right, cool. Thank you for having me.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Misty.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.